Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead and put it on. Everybody's safe where you are at. Oh, it has been storming, tornadoes, all kind of fun stuff going around here. And like I said, I just hope everybody is safe in whatever part of the country you are in. As always, it is Wednesday, and that means only one thing. It's hump day. That's right. It is Wednesday. The weekend is just around the corner. So, I hope everybody is gearing up for a great, fantastic weekend. All I'm going to say is, give them wrestlers some credit. Those wrestlers are a little tougher than a lot of people give them credit for. The example I am talking about is Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. As everybody knows, WrestleMania was this past weekend, and Hunter Hearst Helmsley, he was injured before he even made it to the ring. Basically what happened is, WrestleMania, for everybody who doesn't know, WrestleMania is the big event of the year for WWE. And so, as part of the program, they always try to do some big fancy entrances for the wrestlers. And so, they had the actual stage, which looked really cool. It was looked like the Brooklyn Bridge, and then it had a miniaturized version of the Empire State Building. They did have the canopy above the ring in case it did rain by any off chance, and they had that made up to look like the New York skyline, and then they had a miniature version of the Statue of Liberty. So that was part of the big spectacle that they say is WrestleMania. So anyway, Triple H had his match against Brock Lesnar, which he did win. But like I say, he was injured before coming out to the ring. But what happened is, they had a big skull-looking entranceway for him, because everybody knows his little trademark is the skull with some kind of crown or something on it. Well, as he was walking through the skull, they had the dry ice and stuff floating around. Well, apparently some of the powder or whatever it is, I'm not an expert on dry ice, but basically what happened is, when he was coming through the entranceway, what looks like powder or something that they used to make the dry ice, got on Triple H's skin, and I think they said he got some on his thigh, on like on his ribs or rib cage area, and on one of his arms, and it caused second degree burns. So I mean, he was. I've never been hit with dry ice. To be quite honest, I don't want to be hit with dry ice after what I've heard. I mean, I use fog machines, any of these promotions that I do the music and sound and stuff for. I have a brand, I just recently got it. I just got to use it in Springfield, Missouri this past weekend. And it gives the same effect as dry ice, but it's not really dry ice. It's your regular fog juice, and then you use regular ice in it, but the way it heats it up to shoot it out, it still keeps it low to the floor. So kind of like a hazer, I guess. So that's the closest I've come. That's the closest I want to come. I mean, I know the dry ice gives a cool effect and everything, but is it worth second degree burns or worse, depending on how much you get on you? I mean, Triple H is tough. So, you know, that's nothing that's going to keep him out, but just the fact. You know. So anyway, I mean, WrestleMania. I did not get to watch WrestleMania. It wasn't one of their best WrestleManias, but it was still good. I mean, you had Undertaker defeat CM Punk. There was only one title change on the actual card. There were two title changes that night. The Miz defeated Wade Barrett to become Intercontinental Champion, but that happened on the that was like one of the off-the-air fights before WrestleMania came on the air. So you had Miz defeat Wade Barrett to become Intercontinental Champ. The Shield defeated Randy Orton, Big Show, and a Sheamus. Team Hell No defeated Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston. Like I say, Triple H defeated Brock Lesnar. Undertaker defeated CM Punk. And I guess the main one, John Cena did defeat The Rock to become World Heavyweight Champion. Or no, WWE Champion, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, that was the other match. Alberto Del Rio did defeat CM Punk. Or not CM Punk. Alberto Del Rio did defeat Jack Swagger to retain the World Heavyweight Championship, but in the storyline, as I figured it was going to go on Monday Night Raw, Jack Swagger attacked Alberto Del Rio, injuring his leg. Dolph Ziggler cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase, and therefore Dolph Ziggler is the new World Heavyweight Champion. You know, there's been more talk going around, and I've been saying this for a long time now, that they need to do away with one of those belts. I mean, there needs to be, that's too confusing, because I brought up this when they were doing the thing with CM Punk about being the greatest in the world, but yet he wasn't the World Heavyweight Champion. Yes, he was WWE Heavyweight Champion. But it still, in my eyes, that's a big difference from being World Heavyweight Champion. So, you know, they need to do away with the WWE title, or they need to do away with one of the titles. either keep making it to WWE, because there's still other wrestling promotions out there. So WWE heavyweight champion or just a regular world heavyweight champion. Do make up your mind, one or the other. Same thing with the United States title and the Intercontinental title. There needs to be only one. I mean, call in. Let me know what you think about that. 347-326-9073, or you can leave a comment on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, or you can email me, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, and just let me know what you think about that. Are there too, in WWE, are there too many titles that are confusing the scene? I mean, they did away with, they had two women. They had the Divas title, and then they had the Women's Champ. Well, they eventually did away with the Women's title, and now they just have the Divas Championship. They've eliminated the one of the tag titles. They had the World Tag Team WWE Tag Team Champions, and then they had the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Well, they did away with one of them. And so now I think it's just time, since they got most of the wrestlers are jumping back and forth anyway, it don't matter anymore. So do away with one of the heavyweight titles, and do away with either the United States or the Intercontinental title. Personally, I would do away with the United States title because in my eyes, being old school like I am, I still see the United States Heavyweight Championship still being associated with the old NWA. So they just need to do away, keep the Intercontinental title because, you know, you had some great WWE wrestlers, WWF wrestlers who held the Intercontinental title, Pedro Morales, Tito Santana, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Randy Macho Man Savage. I mean, I can go on, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I can go on and on and on with some of the great champions who have been Intercontinental champions. So that's the belt they need to keep. Go ahead and retire the U.S. title. And, you know, let's give some of these titles some prestige again. I mean, that's what I used to love about the old days of wrestling, when they still had the territories, when you had Mid-South, you had Florida, you had Central States, you had Smoky Mountain, you had WCCW, you had Pacific Northwest, you had the Western States. I mean, you had your territories. And therefore, you didn't see Alberto or Del Rio. You didn't see John Cena each and every week on TV, because they were truly doing what the belt indicated. They were traveling around the world defending that title. That's why I've always said, and I'm sure that some of my wrestling buddies will agree with me, that the wrestlers today have it 10 times easier than the wrestlers of the 90s, the wrestlers of the 80s, 70s, you know. Those guys, you know, you talk to Ric Flair. Ric Flair's gone through how many wives now? Because he was constantly on the road. Out of 365 days out of the year, those wrestlers used to be on the road 330. If not, you know, depending on who you are, it was a little bit less, maybe 300 days out of the year. And if you were a world champion, it was probably more, because not only were you traveling to different regions territories, but you were also going overseas, because you had great wrestlers in Japan. Tatsumi the Dragon Fujinami, great Muta, Jinriko Tenryu. You had wrestlers in Japan that were also vying to be the WWE World Champion, or or but truth be known, NWA, WCW. That's the one I truly recognize as a true world champion, because back in the days when WCW and the old WWF, how many times did you hear of Randy Savage going to Japan and wrestling Muta, Jinriku Tenryu, Tatsumi the Dragon Fujinami? You hardly ever heard of Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, Bob Backlund, those guys going to Japan. I mean, but you go to the old NWA, WCW, how many times did you see Ric Flair go to Japan, defend his belt against Tatsumi the Dragon Fujinami, and the match turned was so good that for the next pay-per-view, they brought Tatsumi Fujinami to America, Super Brawl, Land of the Return from the Rising Sun. Tatsumi the Dragon Fujinami had chops just like Nature Boy Ric Flair. And when those two fought, I remember watching it. When those two wrestled at Super Brawl, Return from the Rising Sun, those guys were chopping each other so hard that they were popping the capillaries in their chest. Ric Flair, Tatsumi Fujinami were both bleeding from their chest from chopping each other so hard so many times. I'm sorry, you didn't hear the pussies in WWF doing that. So as far as I'm concerned, NWA, old WCW, they were the true world heavyweight champion because they were traveling the world. They were going to Germany defending the belt. They were going to Australia defending the belt. They were going to England defending the belt. They were going to Japan defending the belt. I mean, that's my opinion. If you got an opinion, feel free to call in. Let us know what you think. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. I could talk all day, boys and girls, because I remember growing up, I remember my granddad. You know, I got two older brothers, and they would go... we would come spend the weekend with my grandma and granddad, and it'd be time for Georgia Championship Wrestling, and boy, my granddad was like, "Oh, that wrestling fake's crap. I can't believe you boys are watching that stuff," you know. Well, it got to the point where we, after a certain amount of time, it got to the point to where my granddad was like, "Hey, boys, we got to hurry up and get this farm work done so we can get home and watch wrestling." And, boy, granddad was right there on the edge. He hated Ric Flair. And he was right there on the chair. Woo, boy, every little move. Oh, granddad was right there. So, anyway. Let me know what you think. That's a good subject. Let me know what you think. 347-326-9073. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It must be springtime. Because, wait a minute. Who's standing on that corner over there? It's Granny Hulkster.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, Granny Hulkster. I'm glad you called in.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Well, recuperating. I was in the hospital last week.
Right. I heard you were back in the hospital having some more issues with your legs.
Yeah, I had a blood clot again, so which was not a cool thing. So,
girl, we got to get you feeling better, but I'm glad you called in because, you know, I was just talking about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were talking about WrestleMania. But we were also comparing, more voices are starting to cry out that WWE needs to do away with one of the heavyweight titles, and they need to do away with either the Intercontinental or the U.S. belt.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was just kind of in talking about what I consider the one true world heavyweight champ, and it's not WWE. I'll be dead honest about that. I'm going old school, and I'm talking about the old NWA WCW world title. Because I was telling the other listeners, you never heard of Hulk Hogan, Bob Backlund, Iron Sheik, Randy Savage, Ultimate Warrior. You never heard of them going to Japan, taking on top Japanese stars. You never heard of them going to Germany, taking on the top German stars, England, Australia. You never heard of WWF, WWE going there. But you always heard of Ric Flair when he was the WCW, NWA, WCW World Heavyweight Champion. How many times did he go to Japan and take on Great Muda, Jinriku Tenryu, Tatsumi the Dragon Fujinami? You know, that's why I will always consider the NWA, WCW as the last real, true world heavyweight champion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because you just don't. You just, I mean, how many times has John Cena been to Japan and wrestled the top Japanese stars? None that I know of.
Me neither. I don't know of any time.
I mean, so that's why, I mean, the last great one I remember, and I was just telling the listeners about it, was when Ric Flair went to Japan, and he faced Tatsumi the Dragon Fujinami, and the match was so good that for the next pay-per-view, and it was a Super Brawl, Return from the Rising Sun, and it was a rematch. Once again, Ric Flair, Tatsumi the Dragon, Fujinami for the WCW belt. And I remember those two because Fujinami had chops equal to Ric Flair's.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember those two chopping each other so hard, so many times, that by the end of the match, Ric Flair and Tatsumi Fujinami both were bleeding from their chest.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had chopped each other so many times that they had just literally popped all the capillaries in the chest area. But you never hear that. Everybody wants to yell world heavyweight champion, but yet, are they really traveling the world? That's why I miss, that's why I miss the territories.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking to territories, the old Mid-South, WCCW, Smoky Mountain, Florida, all those. Because that's when I thought the belt meant more, and that's when I felt the champ had more respect and everything, because he was truly out defending his belt. You didn't have him forced down your throat each and every week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I felt the world titles lost their prestige, is when they felt they had to have the world champions on TV, whether they were defending the belts or not. They felt they had to have the world, and to this day, every week, you see Alberto Del Rio. Every week, you see John Cena or The Rock or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just personally, to me, and this is just my opinion, and that's why I'm glad you called in, because you've been a fan a while, so I want to hear your opinion. Do you feel that the heavyweight champions or any of the champions are as prestigious today as they were back in the 80s and early 90s?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm kind of in agreement with you. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love Monday Night Raw. I watch SmackDown. I watch Raw, and I watch WrestleMania. You know, went to pay-per-view up in Joplin and Buffalo Wild Wings and watch pay-per-view. But, you know, you're talking prestigious champions. You know, getting back, like you were talking about, back to the old school days of wrestling. You know, you just don't see that anymore. And
right.
I know there are some independent wrestlers who are trying to bring back that old school of wrestling, you know,
right.
Which I think it would help some of the independent wrestling federations if a lot of these wrestlers, you know, went back to the old school of wrestling days. You know, some people may not agree it, but I'm like you, you know, that's my opinion. Everybody's got one, you know, and what I say may not matter to somebody else, but, you know, that's the way I feel. You know, a perfect example of old school wrestling is, and I don't know if you're familiar with this gentleman or not, but he wrestles for TCW. His name's John Saxon. And you talk about old school wrestling, he's all about old school, because he's even said so in his interviews, I mean, in his promos. I mean, he's all about old school wrestling. And, matter of fact, he's the new TCW heavyweight junior heavyweight champion for TCW now. He won the belt against Kincaid up at Missouri Madness in Springfield on the 30th of March, which kind of brings up to this Saturday, Night of Champions at Fort Smith for TCW. All the championship titles will be on the line that night.
Right, right. And, Tim Storm, current TCW heavyweight champion.
Well, he's not anymore. He lost the belt. He lost the belt, I believe, to Lance Hoyt. So now, Lance Hoyt is currently the TCW champion. But I do know that Tim Storm does have a grudge match against, well, I like to call him Golden Girl Greg Anthony. He's a Golden Girl. He's, you know, he is the Golden Boy fans, but Greg likes to call him the Golden Girl, and he does have a grudge match against Greg Anthony at Night of Champions this Saturday.
Well, see, I had not heard that Tim had lost the belt. So I apologize for that, folks.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. So one of the reasons why I wanted to call in, Greg, besides just talk a little bit of wrestling, I don't know if you saw our post on Facebook or not, but Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Time will be a final farewell to My New Age Wrestling Radio.
Right, right. Then.
We are after 2.5 years, almost 3 years now of this, a little over 2 years, going on three, we have made the decision to kind of step down and just do one final farewell show and kind of recap the last little over 2 years of what we've done on our show. Lots of reasons behind it, you know. It's not that we don't enjoy doing it. We do. I've had a blast being a part of this for as long as I have. But there's, you know, mainly because of my health, what I've been going on right now with my health issues, it's taken a real toll on me to have to do this. And I feel like, you know, I've let the fans down because we couldn't do a show the last couple of, we've missed the last couple of episodes, two or three episodes of, because of me being in the hospital and things like that. And so we're just, you know, we're wrapping it up. And like I said, we may come back at some point in time later on, or, you know, we may have a whole different name. I don't know. But just, you know, I just want to say thanks to everybody that has supported us, the fans, the callers. I know you've called in several times to our show, Greg, and I appreciate your support as always, you know, but I just kind of wanted to touch a little bit on that, and that was one reason why I called in tonight. So,
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are going to miss you, because I know fans enjoyed the show, but I know Granny Foster, because she's ending up not going to be doing the show anymore, you're still going to be seen at events.
Oh, yes, yes, as much as I possibly can. Matter of fact, I am going to be in attendance at Night of Champions this Saturday at TCW in Fort Smith. I wanted to go to Springfield and for Missouri Madness, and that was my intention of being there. But, you know, other things happened, and I ended up with the blood clot again, so I had to be in the hospital for about 6 days, so which was not a cool thing. So.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, and the true fans that care and understand, you know, they're going to respect the decision. There's going to some that's going to question it. But the true fans, the true listeners are going to understand your decision and support you in whatever it is you decide to do. And since you all have decided to discontinue the show after this coming Sunday, you know, they're not going to think bad about it. And then, you know, I know the true fans like me, not only are we fans, we're your friend, and they're going to support your decision.
So. But anyway, so and I do know Native American Wrestling has a show in Chewy this Saturday as well. UWE has a show next Saturday on the 20th at the Tahlequah Community Building. Not sure the exact lineup of that show yet. And, of course, APW, April 27th at Fallen Springs at the National Guard Armory. Going to be a big night for APW. Brian Knobbs is going to be there at APW on the 27th of April.
Yeah, so I was going to mention that fact. I happened to catch one of the posters as I was coming back from Muskogee, Oklahoma over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I saw posters for APW that brought Brian Knobbs of the legendary Nasty Boys was going to be at APW at Siloam Springs.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, all right. Well, Granny Hulkster, you know you're always more than welcome to call into this show anytime you want to, because you know we love you, girl.
And, I appreciate it.
More than anything, we just want you to get your health back on top, because that's always important thing. You know,
people want to
criticize wrestlers. You know, I know Adam Copeland, otherwise known as Edge. I mean, he still gets bombarded by people asking him why he's not still wrestling after he had to have numerous surgeries on his neck. And it just came to the point to where the doctors told him if he landed wrong just one time, he could be paralyzed for life.
After
he's already accomplished pretty much everything there was to accomplish. And so he decided to step down. So, I mean, we love you, girl,
well,
so you know.
And that's one reason why I'm stepping back from doing what I'm doing, just for the simple reason. I actually am being referred to a hematologist next week to try to figure out what's actually causing the blood clot. So hopefully I will get some answers on that. But everybody's been great, you know, the prayers, the calls, the messages and everything. Everybody's support has been great, you know, all this time. And, you know, and I love everybody for it. And I love all my friends, you know, that I consider my family, you know, and everything. And they've been a big support to me these last few months, you know, me being laid up like I've been laid up. And so, but I just wanted to call in and just say hey for a little bit and just kind of plug some shows and I'll just be, you know, listening in the future. And, you know, who knows, Greg, you know, you never know when I might pop in on some night on one of your shows. So.
Well, you know, you're always welcome here.
Well, I appreciate it. So God bless y'all and love you guys, and y'all have a great evening. And Greg, you take care.
All right. You too, Granny Holster. I'll be seeing you at shows.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon. That's a sweetheart right there, ladies and gentlemen. That show is truly going to be missed because, I mean, Granny Hulkster, she is a true diehard wrestling fan. So we just wish her all the, you know, all the happiness. Our main concerns is that she gets her health back to where it needs to be. You know, Granny Hulkster, mwah, love you, sweetie. You know you're always welcome on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, let's get on to our headlines for tonight. Let's see here. Where do we want to start? Let's just start where we always start, with the NFL. You know, teams are just kind of doing what they do, getting ready for the upcoming season. New England Patriots have signed veteran linebacker, veteran lineman Tommy Kelly. The Houston Texans has agreed to a one-year deal with linebacker Tim Dobbins. The deal was confirmed today. Arizona has signed free agent Chilo Rachal. Denver Broncos backup tackle Chris Clark signed a $1.32 million free agent tender today. Cincinnati has released cornerback Jason Allen. And that's most of the big news out of the transaction, out of the NFL today. DeJuan Landry, which signed with the Jets. Brian De La Puente re-signed with New Orleans. Brady Quinn, I mentioned this yesterday, that Brady Quinn signed as an unrestricted free agent with Seattle to become back quarterback out there. And Dan Orlovsky, Tampa Bay, re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And kind of an amazing, I'm not really going to call it amazing. They did a vote, and the top-selling jersey last season was, to nobody's surprise, Robert Griffin III. Not only has he had the top-selling jersey in NFL history, from April 1, 2012 to March 1, 2013, I guess the top seller. So, and I kind of like. I'm not, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a, you know, especially being a Cowboys fan, just really not a Redskins fan. But I do like RG3. And there it is out there. I admitted it. So, let's go on back over here. Let's flip this, let's go back one more page. Let's jump over to Major League Baseball. Yes, the season is off. It's running. The Miami fans are already putting paper bags on their head, even though it's just the second week. Should that kind of be scary that it's just the second week of Major League Baseball season and the Miami fans are already dragging out the paper bags to put on their heads? I mean, come on, at least give it a month. But, gee. Anyway, how about my Cardinal fans out there? Oh, my God. Jake Westbrook throws a shutout and tees off on the Reds. Westbrook is 1-1, has not allowed an earned run in 15 and two-thirds innings this season. He did take a loss in Frisco in his season debut. He came back today to pitch against Cincinnati And, I mean, he just unloaded on them. He unloaded on them so bad that the final score was 10-0 for St. Louis today. Nolan Ryan remaining with Texas as Rangers CEO. There was some lightly heralded or regarded rumors that he was possibly thinking about stepping down, but today the pitcher did, Nolan Ryan did confirm that he is going to stay with Texas Rangers. It's already getting serious in Chicago. And I find it kind of funny. I don't know where it got started, but there's always been goats found at Chicago's Wrigley Field. And they were alive and kicking. But not today. Today, a goat's head was left in a box outside Wrigley Field, and it was addressed to team chairman Tom Ricketts. As everybody knows, he is currently trying to work out a $300 million renovation for Wrigley Field, and so the legend with the goat's head comes a restaurant owner allegedly cursed the Cubs, and I don't have the name of the restaurant owner, but apparently years ago, a Chicago restaurant owner allegedly cursed Chicago Cubs when they wouldn't let his pet goat into Wrigley Field. Okay, first question I have is, who the hell are you to even think your goat should be allowed in Wrigley Field? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's like going to Jerry Jones and asking, I don't know, somebody name something, but should be allowed in Cowboy Stadium. Not only would you get a no, you would get a hell no. So what makes this Chicago restaurant owner think that his pet goat should be allowed into Wrigley Field? I mean, I love my dog, but I don't go around insisting that my dogs be allowed in the mall. I have taken my dogs to Walmart, but that was just to get my car serviced. And we stayed right there in the automotive area. But some people get too wrapped up in their pets. I love my dogs to death. But you're not going to see me taking my dogs, trying to get in to the Silver Dollar Cabaret to watch the naked girls dance. Oh, no, maybe my dogs would enjoy it. I don't know. I think the girls would enjoy it. Some midians are looking at me like, uh-oh, here we go. Not, aren't we midians? Oh, transactions for baseball. Chad Billingsley. Dodgers recalled him from the minor rehab. Tim Fedorowicz was sent to the minors. Chris Dickerson from Baltimore was brought up from the minors, and Omar Santos, Cleveland catcher, was brought up from the minors. Hey, Midians, can I take the dogs to the stripper club? No, Midians said no. Okay. They're going to let me take them to PetSmart. Duh. It's a pet store. How you doing? Jay-Z has announced that he is selling his interest in the Nets because he wants to become an agent. Okay, maybe Jay-Z has more money than I know what to do with. Well, hold on. I know what to do with a lot of money, trust me. But, you know, you buy the Nets, you move them to Brooklyn, you give them a whole new makeover, get them a new arena, and then after one season, you sell them. I just got one question to ask. What are you doing? Like I say, maybe Jay-Z and Beyonce and Blue Ivy or Ivy Blue, whatever the hell the brat's name is. I got more money than they know what to do with. When you can do stuff like that, I'm sorry, I ain't never going to invest a bunch of money into something just to turn around and sell it after a year. Do you agree, Midians? No, it don't depend. I ain't going to invest money in something just to keep it for a year. Shush! The Midians are arguing with me. Just sit back over there in your little side of the studio and be. Let's look at the scoreboard. Detroit, 111. Cleveland, 104. Orlando, 113. Milwaukee, 103 in overtime. Atlanta, 124. Philly, 101 final. Miami, 101. Washington, 98. Brooklyn, 101. Boston, 93. End of second. 2:06 in the second period. Lakers, Portland, 43-40, Portland. 8:24 in the second. Sacktown, 41. Hornets-Pelicans, 30. 8:59 in the first. San Antonio, 10. Denver, zip. 9:39 in the first. Clips, 6. T-Wolves, 0. I guess Minnesota's still the T-Wolves. And let me refresh this before I give this score to make sure I give the right score. 2:26 in the ball game. Phoenix, 93. Dallas, 87. Come on, Dallas. Get your head out your butt. Kobe, still being Kobe. He wants to blame everybody but himself. Kobe reminds me of Tony Stewart. Wants to blame everybody else. But he doesn't want to take none of the heat. Oh, sounds like another team undergoing an image change as the University of California unveiled their new logo and uniforms today. I'm trying to get this to go here. Oh, let's try up here. Oh, great. You're only going to show us one picture, ye faggots. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that on the air? I'm sorry. Oopsie. Well, let's go take a look over here. Listen here, see if I can pull up California. University of California Golden Bears. Well, they did. That is a new logo for them. Kind of new. They always had the script lettering. Now they got a bear with the word California across the front of it. Let's see if I can get some pictures. No, we don't really want to see this. Hold on. I'm on the California Press website. Well, let's just take a look here. The Cal script has always been the they got to update the Golden Bear logo. Let's take a look at uniform. Kind of got, okay, here we go. Let me push this button here. So far, they still got the script. Hey, that's kind of cool. On the, they still got the blue helmets with the gold lettering, blue jerseys, but with some black highlighting. You kind of, there's a bear on the sleeve. Of course, it's Nike, so what's that tell you? You know, then they got the gold jersey and pants. Same thing on the jersey. It's got the blue on the sleeves where you see the bear. Yellow pants, you got the bear logo. So California, just another one of the teams that's kind of just updated their looks for the upcoming season. Multitude of color combinations they can go with. As you can get the blue jerseys with the blue pants, blue with yellow, blue with white. You can turn around and do the yellow with blue, yellow, 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 white. Or you can go on the road and do white with blue, white with yellow, or white on white. So, anywho, there you go. I'm a Hawk fan. What can I say? I still love the anthracite uniforms that Arkansas drug out this past season. Didn't care much for the white helmets, though. Arkansas can still wear the anthracite, or if you want to call it black, call it whatever you want, the dark uniforms. I love the dark uniforms. Just stick to the red helmets, whatever you do. All right. So that's that. Once last night, California, UConn did defeat Louisville to become women's champions. So congratulations to the Lady UConn Huskies. I was really wanting to see Louisville win that, but oh well. It is what it is was. I'm still laughing at Bobby Petrino ducking like a little schoolgirl Monday night after Louisville beat beat Michigan. I mean, he was ducking like a little schoolgirl when they started shooting off the confetti and the fireworks. Patino thought they were under attack or something. So anyway, that's that. Masters. Who's going to be up bright and early tomorrow morning to watch the Masters? Yes, the Midians are smart little kitties. They guessed it right on the head. They know that I will be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. It may be raining outside, but I'm going to be snuggled up in my recliner with my blankies and my Dr. Pepper and my scotch and soda and my Arnold Palmers watching the Masters. It starts tomorrow. Today was the today was fun day at the Masters. And, you know, a lot of the golfers had their kids with them. And so it was just Tiger, you know, Tiger didn't participate because I don't think Charlie's big enough to swing a golf club yet. Sam is getting there. So anyway, tee off time is 8 o'clock Eastern, which would be 9 o'clock here. Tiger Woods hit. Let me Tiger Woods tee off time is right at him. I'm pulling up the scorecard. Tiger Woods will tee off at 11:45 Central Standard Time, so you know where I'll be. That is right. Am I right on that? I'm not a bright man. If it's 10:45 here, it's 11:45 there. That's right, yeah. It's California and Las Vegas that's behind us. Okay. I knew I'd get it worked out. Tiger Woods, be there. I may even have to run to Walmart and buy me a case of Arnold Palmer's. Does anybody even know what an Arnold Palmer is? It's not a mixed drink. What it is Arnold Palmer, the legend of the Arnold Palmer, is Arnold Palmer had been playing golf somewhere. I can't remember if it was a tournament or not. But apparently Arnold Palmer, if I remember the story right, he was somewhere and he was drinking either tea. What it is, it's half tea, half lemonade. And the way it came about was Arnold Palmer. Let's just pull up the story. Arnold Palmer is a beverage consisting of iced tea and lemonade named after American golfer Arnold Palmer. According to Arnold, he was in the habit of drinking iced tea with lemonade at home, and in the late 1960s ordered the same at a bar in Palm Springs. A woman sitting nearby overheard him and ordered that Palmer drink, thus giving the mix its name. The drink also has been also referred to as a half and half in many parts of the United States, especially the South. Now, there is the John Daly, which is an Arnold Palmer, but it's also had vodka added to it. So anyway, Masters start tomorrow, so go get you some Arnold Palmers and kick back and relax. It's probably going to be raining tomorrow, so I'm going to be sitting back and relaxing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great night on the show. I want to thank Granny Hulkster for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Don't forget, you can email us, thegregorysquirrelshow@yahoo.com. You can also look us up on Facebook. Gregory Squirrel is the Facebook page. And, you know, if there's anything I talked about tonight that you want to comment on, you are more than happy to. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Armel Nunnally with High Foot Combat Sports. He's got a big all-women show coming up May 18th. So we're going to have Armel on the show tomorrow night. So until then, everybody be good. Get safe. Keep training. Wrap yourself in. Don't get blown away. See you tomorrow night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.